Our story begins at Wilson's Diner, where Carl is having dinner with Heidi.
Okay, Carl. I know you've been up to something. Fill me in.
Why do you say it like that? I'm working on a case.
Stop messing around and just tell me what it is you think you found out about Dr. Blanchard. Why do you care so much?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I'm going to fill you in here, but I don't want you to give me a hard time.
I'm not making any promises. Just spit it out already.
Fine. About 6 months ago, I read about a woman in the paper who was sentenced to prison after stabbing a man to death.
I don't like this already.
Do you want to know or not? Anyway, her name was Larissa, and I wrote her a letter.
You wrote a convict?
Yes. Something about her story connected with me, and I wanted to tell her that. And I think you know why.
Carl, please tell me you're not connecting this stabbing with what happened between Mom and Dad.
It's a very similar story, Heidi. It is. Larissa stabbed this man after being blind with anger over her fiancé's infidelity.
And you think talking to this woman is somehow going to fill the void in your life for Mom?
She's not older. She's in her early 30s, and we started corresponding after that first letter.
Okay, so you have a prison pen pal. Lucky you. Aren't you getting to the part where this ties to Dr. Blanchard somehow?
The man that was stabbed, Turner Dean, was treated by Dr. Blanchard at New York Hospital.
Turner Dean? Charlie Dean's father?
Yes, you know him.
Haven't we talked about this already? I told you that I went on a few dates with him.
Oh, God, it never occurred to me that this guy you're dating is the same Charlie Dean I've been talking to.
You talked to him?
Yes, I don't think he made a connection either.
Well, it doesn't matter, because he's a creep anyway. I'm not seeing him again.
He didn't believe me anyway.
Carl, what do you hope to prove by getting mixed up in Dr. Blanchard's lawsuit?
Heidi, how are you?
Clint, hi. This is my brother Carl. Carl, this is Clint. You alone? You want to join us?
At Alexandra's apartment, Andrew has just arrived.
Alex, we need to talk.
Oh, no. I know that tone. What have you done now?
I went to see Larissa like you've been badgering me to, and you won't believe what I found out.
Is it about the baby? Is she all right?
No, it's not about the baby. Well, she wants me to sign my rights away.
She what?
First things first, Alex. She told me that a Hannah Richards was my mistress. Was that true?
Mistress? No, you never slept with her. At least as far as I know. But you did doggedly pursue her while you were engaged to Larissa.
Oh, God, I'm hoping it wasn't true.
I hate that woman, along with her sister Raven.
Alexandra, do you know what this means?
Apparently not. What is it?
I'm dating Connie Richards, Hannah's sister.
What? You're Connie? Is Connie Richards? God, Andy, why didn't you tell me this sooner?
I had no idea. I mean, I had no idea that I had any connection with her sister.
This just proves my point. You need to call things off with Connie immediately.
I can't do that, Alex. I've fallen in love with her.
Oh, jeez Louise. In love? Leave it to you to fall in love with the one woman in this world it could never work out with.
But it can work out. I just have to figure out how to make it work. We have to figure out how to make it work, Alex.
Oh, no. I was willing to sit back and let you play your games with Connie, even though I thought it was a big mistake, but not anymore. I will not let you hook up with that damn Richards sister.
What do you have against them, anyway?
Well, let's see. Raven and I hate each other because I slept with her husband, and he loved it. Hannah and I, we just hate each other for the hell of it. She stuck her nose into my business way too often.
Damn it, why is this happening? I had things all planned out with Connie.
You know, whether you remember everything or not, You are just as manipulative and devious as you ever were. But not even you can pull this off, Andy. You're dating a woman whose family hates you, and your pregnant wife in prison is about to give birth to your son. No one could juggle all that.
But I have to. I love Connie. I know she loves me. Somehow I have to find a way to get my life back and still hold on to Connie at the same time.
You're asking for a miracle, Andy.
Well, Christmas is coming up, and it's a season for miracles.
At Wilson's Diner, Todd and Hannah are having dinner at a corner table.
I am so glad you made it. I was afraid Serena was going to keep you late at the office again.
I had to sneak out.
She owes us a lunch, you know. Don't forget that.
I'll remind her about that.
Hi, what can I get you? Gretchen? Oh, hi, you're Charlie's secretary, right?
Personal assistant, not secretary. Look, about what happened at the office today.
What happened?
Charlie happened.
Charlie and I are acquaintances, that's all. I'd really rather not discuss it if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem, but Gretchen, Charlie has gone through a lot this year. He's done some crazy things lately. He's a good guy, deep down.
I'll keep that in mind. So, have you guys decided what you're having?
I need a few more minutes.
Me too.
Okay, be back in a few.
What did Charlie do anyway?
He had two dates for lunch, and they showed up at the same time. And then they both ended up telling him to get lost.
As well, they should.
It was pretty funny, actually.
I'm not sure how much I like this Charlie guy. He just hires people regardless of their qualification. Does he even know what he's doing?
I don't know. His father was very well off, and Charlie inherited a lot of money.
And I hate the way he calls you Cupcake. What's up with that?
Oh, that's just his way. He has pet names for everyone.
I don't know if I want my girlfriend to have a pet name from another guy.
Aww.
Hi, Todd.
Serena!
I promised Denise burgers and fries tonight. Terrible, I know. And someone at the office told me Wilson's had the best burgers in town.
Hello, Serena.
Hi, Hannah.
Serena, what are you doing here?
Gretchen, you work here?
For now, yeah.
My. I guess Carlos took you to the cleaners during the divorce.
I'm working here because I want to be, Serena.
Sorry. I didn't come here to see you. I can't think of anything I'd rather not do.
I suppose you heard about Carlos.
What about him?
He's dead, Serena. He fell off a building trying to rescue someone.
Dead? Oh my God. That's quite unexpected.
Yes, it was.
Doesn't seem like you're taking it well.
Like you care how I'm doing.
Look, I just came in to order a burger, not rehash the past with you.
Well, you can order at the counter.
Fine. Todd, see you at work tomorrow.
Wow. That was kind of heavy.
Sorry about that. She was married to my brother.
Oh. Your brother was Jacob?
Yes.
I'm sorry about what happened to him. Serena told me about what happened. I hope someday we'll have a vaccine or something that can prevent this awful disease.
A vaccine?
Yeah, for AIDS.
At the Westside Psych Ward Group Therapy Room, Adriana is talking with Mandy.
So, Adriana, are you going to help me find my daughter or not?
Mandy, how does Raven Malone have your daughter? I just don't get it.
She took her from me.
Hello, Mandy.
Everett, my lord, what are you doing here?
I needed to come see you for myself to see what happened to you.
Everett, maybe you can help me get out of here. There's nothing wrong with me, you know that.
I think this is my cue to leave. Bye, Mandy.
Mandy, I don't think I really knew you at all.
What are you talking about? We've been friends for years.
But where did all this baby business come from? You kidnapped my brother's baby, for God's sake. He may be a judgmental jerk, but he doesn't deserve that.
You're wrong, Everett. Your brother and Raven have my daughter, Angela. You can't let them keep it from me. Tell me that you won't.
Mandy, Mac and Raven have their son, Marty. Marty. Their baby boy.
You've turned against me, haven't you? And you were the one person I thought I could count on.
Mandy, I thought the same thing, but I'm missing something here, okay? And you know what? It's scaring me. How could I not even know the real you?
You do know me, Everett. I promise you do. And that is why you must help me.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.